What was it like during the pandemic? What all happened in 2021? And what is my favorite guest moment? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus. And on this episode, as you could probably tell by the title of this episode, this is part 3 of my personal picks of best of guest moments. So, of course, during this episode, this has happened 2 other times. You can go and listen to those episodes. They're available on podcast providers as well as my YouTube channel. But also, this episode, since this is part 3, we're going to take a look back at a few different episodes throughout the year of 2021. This is, of course, 4 moments from 4 different episodes that took place in 2021. And these are just my personal picks. I went through and looked because it's been so many years. I mean, we're in March of 2024 and I can't even remember. I can remember who I talked to, but it's the situation of I can't really remember when or what we talked about. So it's a great time to listen back and see what all was happening in 2021. Of course, still during the pandemic was in full effect at the end of 2020, going into 2021. So it feels like it was a whole different world 3 years ago when this was happening. But with all that being said, right now, we're going to go ahead and take a look back at a few moments from a few different episodes in 2021. Hope y'all enjoy, and here it is. And once, was there like a, how can I say this? Like a trial, like how they had for Dr. Barry. Did they ask you, or was there like different people come in and say, apply for this vice president position that you ended up with?
Well, you know, that is an interesting question. Dr. Barry came in and said to me that he would like for me to be a part of his team, in which I was very taken aback by that because I was like, oh my goodness, you want me to stay? And he was like, yes. And so I said, are you sure? Excuse me. And he said, yes. He said, I feel that you're doing a great job and I would like for you to continue. So with that, Todd, what actually happened was Dr. Barry went forth to the board, the UL system, and asked them to forego an interview process and allow him to be able to appoint me to the position. Oh. And they approved that.
Oh.
Yes, and so that's how that happened.
That must have felt pretty good then. For him to just say, I want Dr. Fields to stay here in this position instead of any kind of trial or anything or interview process like he went through. I know that because that lasted a good while for him.
Yes, it was a rigorous process.
And once you were announced to be the vice president of student affairs, what did it feel like? Like, were you like, did you wake up one morning and were like, I'm now the actual vice president of student affairs now at ULM? Like, did you have that kind of oh wow moment or anything like that?
It was a wow moment for me because I would have to say that sitting in this seat is very important, not just for the administration, but for the students and the community. Of course, when it first happened, it did not resonate with me about being the first female vice president. That did not resonate. Yeah. What resonated with me was the fact that I had worked in student affairs before and I was provided the opportunity to come back in the capacity of vice president. You don't always find that where you're, you know, once you have worked at a university and you have the affordability to come back in a higher capacity. And so that alone spoke to me. And I had to really think about, okay, how do I frame myself to be able to move through a new with a new administration and make sure that I align my thoughts with the thoughts of the new president and his administration? And so immediately I thought about when I first came in was having those unlimited lenses. And so I have been moving under the concept of unlimited lenses magnifying Warhawk student life. And so that's kind of how I'm framing myself for this first year.
The last time I was here was actually in September of 2020. So it's been a good amount of months, which does not feel that long to me. And since you've been here, because that was right around the time that you got elected.
That's exactly right. Yeah, when we first visited, I had just been appointed to the position of president. So you were one of the first people that interviewed me. So it's been 7 or 8 months now.
Yeah, and that's wild to me. And I'm not even, you're the one in the position,
yeah,
you know.
It seems, like you said, it doesn't seem nearly that long.
Yeah.
So I guess that old saying of time flies when you're having fun is true, because it really feels, like a couple of weeks, a month or so. But, you know, every day is different. And that makes it fun and exciting, and so time really has flown by.
And in these past around 8 months or so, how has your experience been so far as the president of ULM?
You know, it's been awesome. I had certain expectations of what it might be like, and those expectations have been blown away.
Yeah,
it has really been an awesome experience. Being able to engage more with students, which I was hoping I'd be able to still engage with students, and I've been able to do that much more than I anticipated, which is really good. So get to go to a lot of events, interact with students on issues, and then as well as faculty and staff. So trying to get out of this physical office as much as possible.
Yeah. As of today, and I have not told you this yet.
Uh-oh.
As of today, I am now going to be a proud owner of a PlayStation 5.
Wow. I'm so proud. I might cry. It's
beautiful. I already am. I was able to buy it, of course, not through Best Buy. If you listened last week, you heard my true feelings about Best Buy, which you probably heard a lot more than just about Best Buy last week. But anyway, that was last week. What happened last week will stay with last week.
That's right.
And so, I bought it through PlayStation Direct, mm-hmm. which is Sony's own PlayStation store online. I was able to buy it through them. I was in a waiting room for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
I had my phone on it and my computer on it, but the phone one was in line further.
Okay.
And I got the disc normal PlayStation 5. I did not get the digital one because the digital one was out of stock. So I was able to get the disc one, and I bought an extra controller with it. And now, and if you're a PlayStation Plus member, which is what you have to have to, for those of you who don't know, that's what you have to have to play online with other people, you know.
Yeah.
You are able to get express shipping through them, which is 1 to 2 day shipping. Ooh. For free.
Do you have Plus?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I was able, which they have standard shipping, which you can get three plus days for free, or 1 to 2 days for free, which is express. Well, I was like, well, I'm getting both of these for free. I should do like the soonest, you know.
Yeah, for
it,
sure.
It hasn't shipped yet. Hopefully in the next week or two, which I imagine it will. Even though it's 1 to 2 day shipping, I imagine it's going to take a while because, I mean, it's the PS5.
Yeah.
And as of tomorrow, but for y'all listening on the 12th, yesterday on Friday, the PS5 will be out for 4 months. It's been 4 months since it's come out because it came out in November.
All right, Todd, will you get it? I don't even want to play it. I just want to touch it. Can I just touch it?
Sure.
I'm kidding. I want to play it too.
Who knows? I may want to keep it and be like, oh, I'm just going to keep it in the box.
Oh, my goodness. We would be in a fight.
But yeah, I'm going to finally get it.
Todd, if that's the case, this is my last Toddcast.
Okay? Well, it was nice knowing you, Jaren. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing it. I haven't even held the controller, of course, because I wasn't going to buy it. Because I really thought about that. I really considered it like, I just want to buy the controller, but I'm not going to have the PlayStation 5. And the controller doesn't even come with a cord. It's just a controller, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just going to hold a PlayStation 5 controller and dream, you know? So
how it feels to play the PlayStation 5. Stimulate your senses.
So, yes. Ed, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Now, this question...
I didn't take your money. Is that was the question?
Okay. That was my question.
Okay.
So, no. So, I saw this article a couple weeks ago, like a month ago probably. And it asked this question. And some people were saying yes, some people were saying no. It's a yes or no question, of course. And I wanted to see what you thought about it, so I've saved it so I can ask you.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
So with each day, of course, we're getting closer and closer with people getting to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk, of course.
Yeah, he's going
to probably get us there.
He's going to get us there.
He's definitely going to get us there. If it comes to the point where we send a crew of people to Mars, and let's say they get stuck, they can't get home, whatever, and something happens to where they're stuck and stranded on Mars. If it comes down to it, should we allow Mars astronauts to eat dead fellow astronauts to survive?
You just threw that right on me, didn't you? Let's see.
If somebody dies, I'm not saying kill each other to eat.
Yeah.
If somebody happens to get killed, an astronaut, a fellow astronaut, do you want the other astronauts to die of starvation knowing they could eat that other person and quite possibly live when, like, a rescue team could show up, like another rocket could bring them back home, you know? Or let them eat that astronaut. That way they can get back home. So even though it would be cannibalism, which would be on another planet, and there's no laws on Mars yet.
Yeah.
What should, even, it's an ethical question too. Do you believe we should allow astronauts to eat another dead astronaut so they won't die of starvation?
Well, first you gotta think about, all right, first don't hang on. I gotta think, hang on.
The hard question.
If the solution, if to get to that point you have to kill the person, then no.
No, what if, like, if the ship, if they crashed the ship somehow and one of them got crushed and was killed?
Okay.
Somehow one of them dies without being killed by another one. Somehow one of them either...
I thought you were just going to say, somehow somebody died without being killed.
Well, I mean, like, not... Like, they died without somebody else killing.
Yeah.
They either died of heart attack, something. Something else besides being stabbed or broke a neck or something, or fought or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
well, the other thing I was gonna say, if they get to Mars and there's like this insane looking parasite that kills them, I'm not gonna eat something that has
that's out of the question.
Yeah. Forget that.
If
I'm gonna say go for it. I'm not gonna lie. That's terrible to think about, but I mean,
like, if somebody had a crack in their spacesuit and died of oxygen loss, should you allow them to eat? Should you allow them to be eaten by the other astronauts? That way, they won't die of starvation.
I mean, if they still have food and then they just decide to eat the person instead, then
might want to question them.
Yeah, but if they have no other choice and the guy's already there, and
we have to eat him now, or we won't make it until rescue shows up for another, like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. 2 or 3 days, that's a bit.
Well, you can live off of, well, like, 2 days is what I would say. Either eat him now, or tomorrow.
Well, you can survive without food for a week.
Yeah.
So, if the ship's coming in 2 days, you're like, okay, well, we gotta eat this person right now. Like, I don't know about that.
But, you know... Anyway.
It's all circumstantial.
I know. It because there's only, like, one specific point that it comes down to that.
Yeah.
Of that the ship's going to come, we're going to get saved, but if we don't eat this guy who's dead,
we're not all going to make it back. And there's like four people. One of them just happened to die. There's three people left. They're going to eat this other dude. And if they don't, they're all going to die.
See, the real question
or is... Or be very close to death by the time they get there. Like, because they would have to get them and then either have some type of medical bay on that other ship. If they don't, they're not making it back to Earth.
Yeah.
You know, they would have to have food and water on the next ship.
See, the real question is, what do you season a person with?
I think enough salt would do it.
Just salt?
Yeah. It. Well, I don't think they're packing the Tonys or anything to go to Mars.
Come on. Well, then, I don't want to go to Mars. If Tonys isn't a necessity
Look,
on
we
the
have
ship,
to,
I'm not going.
They have this, like, emergency thing that's, like, got the little hammer with the glass behind it. Yeah. It's like an emergency Frank's Red Hot behind it.
Just in case.
Just in case. Just in case
Bill dies. I was
about to say. Just in case Bill kicks the bucket over there. We got the Frank's Red Hot ready.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was a good question because I thought of that, and I never thought about that before.
What's your opinion?
I would think, I would say yes, because I did a lot of thinking about it.
I'm going to Google, is cannibalism illegal? I don't even know the answer, because that's just
weird. The killing is illegal. I don't think the eating is, but the thing, I looked this up. I did look that up. Cannibalism isn't illegal only if you kill the person.
I'm about to be, like... called by the
the FBI,
the government.
I think it was that because you can't, because of course it's illegal to kill somebody. And I think because there was this article that said a guy died. What?
Cannibalism is a consumption of another human's body matter, whether consensual or not. Consensual.
I consent for you to eat my body.
Yeah, you can have my leg. I don't need it anymore.
What a nice person.
In the United States, there are no laws against cannibalism per se.
Yeah.
But most, if not all, states have enacted laws that indirectly make it impossible to legally obtain and consume the body matter.
Yeah.
Murder, for instance, is a likely criminal charge.
Well, no duh.
Regardless of any consent. Why do you keep saying consent?
Look, they gotta make sure you have consent, okay?
So if I tell you, Todd, you can kill me, you're not going to jail. Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
Thank you, Cornell Law School, for clearing that up for me. Always have consent when you want to kill somebody.
That is not that's like when you commit a crime. You like walk into a bank and you're like, everybody hands up, give me your money, but I can't kill any of you yet till you say it's okay.
Or you go to the bank, hey, can I take your money? Is that okay?
Do I have consent to have this money?
They're like, no, you can't have it. Oh, darn.
Oh, dang it.
I'll try next week.
I guess I go to B1 next. Oh. Oh, it got hot in here. Oh.
So, can I do crack if I have consent?
No, I don't. Well, who's giving you consent? The crack? Is the crack giving you consent? I don't think that's how that works. Yes, I am here. Please, smoke this crack. Who's giving you... I don't know who's giving you consent for that kind of stuff. Like, because murder takes two people or more. You don't need somebody else to do crack. I mean... Not a.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. I don't think.
Todd, you never know where these conversations
are. I don't know. I'm about to pass out. Oh, so Mars. Oh, we were talking about eating people.
Oh, yeah.
I did look that up because there was an article that I found when I looked up is cannibalism illegal? Because you never think of it. You just think it's... Because it's straight up unethical.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. And I would never eat somebody. I mean, unless I'm on Mars, apparently.
Build 100 bridges, but you eat one person and you're known as a cannibal.
I mean, yes. Like, oh, the article was that about cannibalism being illegal is that somebody, I don't even remember what this was. It was probably like Michigan or something. This guy gave his friend consent to eat his body when he died. But somehow that's illegal.
How do you get to that point in a friendship?
I don't know if this person was going to die.
Todd,
or like,
we're really good friends. You can eat me when I die.
I don't think it's going to be okay with your mom or anybody in your life. Because, like, how can you... Because that was the
look,
thing...
Look, the casket that stops at the waist. They don't see anything going on. So you can have my calf muscle.
I'm having your... Just your calf. You got to get the butcher knife. Cut it off. I'm going to get the hot knife.
1,000-degree knife?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I've thought about it, the Mars thing, because maybe if they think about this, they're going to have to, I feel like they would need to sign like a waiver. Like, as funny as it sounds.
Oh, gosh.
Like, maybe them giving consent for that would be the law-abiding type thing. That way people, because you don't want to eat Bill and then get back home and then there's his family waiting for him and they're like, oh, he didn't make it. Like, Bill didn't make it.
I was hungry, okay?
Like, where's Bill? And then your stomach growls. Like, I don't... Because you would have, that's what you would have to deal with. It's either all of us are dying or we eat this guy and we can make it. But what are people back home going to think? That we just ate this guy to survive.
Where's Bill? He's probably in my lower intestine right now.
Oh. Cool. So yeah, I would.
The thing
I
to take away from this is, eat people
consent
only in the most extreme circumstance, and if you have to do it, make sure you have Tony's
and consent.
Tony's and consent.
That's a great book name.
That might be the title of this episode.
Tony.
Episode 82. Tony's
72.
Tony's 72. And consent.
Hey, welcome everyone. Hello everyone and welcome to Tony's and consent. We teach you everything about consent and seasoning. Oh my lord, I gotta write that down. So, oh, I'm burning up. So,
as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. And click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram at @_Toddcast_ for all your Toddcast social media needs. Make sure you tell your friends and your family or anybody really to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, I guess you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.